Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Instagram has a new feature that I think is going to help you reclaim some of your time. Okay? So Instagram released this feature called You're All Caught Up, which lets you know when you have caught up with all of your the people that you follow's posts from the past 2 days. So the new feature shows up like a message. Once you once you get to the end, yes, there is actually an end. Once you get to the end of all the content that was posted in your feed over the last 2 days, you'll see a You're All Caught Up message. And then all of the content that loads after that is either stuff that you've already seen or stuff that is over 2 days old.
Brilliant.
I think so, too. Because sometimes, like, especially at night, all I'm trying to do is one more check on all the social media, and especially on Instagram, you get caught in that, like, zombie-like trance of scrolling. You know, scroll stop. And then you're like, what am I doing?
Well, the thing is I don't even look at the feed that much anymore because I see so many old posts. For some reason, it just be like, today's Tuesday, and it'll say, oh, here's, you know, what at Felicia's post from Sunday. And I'm like, I don't care about that. So then I go to Insta stories. And so then I feel like I can truly get to the end of it.
Yeah.
And so I like that they're doing this with the feed so you don't feel like you're missing something.
Right. And that's exactly why they're doing it, because you feel like, wait, maybe there's something I missed. And this way, you know, no, there's not. And I can stop and go do other things.
I mean, but in all reality, are you truly missing anything?
No.
Do you need to see that one more selfie from the college friend you haven't talked to in 2 years?
No. And why is it lately I started seeing one person's posts show up way more than anybody else? Why? Is it that they're posting a lot? And if that's you, like, come on, calm it down to a couple posts a day. And then if it's not, why is Instagram only showing me one person?
That's why I just do stories.
Ugh.
I just want to punch Instagram in the face sometimes.
Which, actually, you mean you want to punch Mark Zuckerberg in the face, because really it's his brainchild baby that he now owns. So thanks a lot, Mark Zuckerberg. All right, listen, there was this girl, and I feel like this is such a great example of how people find out they're being cheated on.
Ooh.
There's a girl in Iowa who found out that her long-distance boyfriend was cheating on her a few months ago, and I don't know that anyone has ever found out in a way quite like this. She knew he was studying for finals, right? So they had been communicating. He's like, I'm just in the, I don't know if he was in a dorm room or his house or whatever, but he's like, I'm studying for finals. It's just been a rough week. And she's like, you know what I'm going to do for him? I'm going to get him some Jimmy John's.
Oh.
Which, you know, fast delivery,
freaky
whatever.
Freaky fast delivery.
Freaky fast. So she calls up Jimmy John's and she's like, hey, I know you're like 3 hours away, but can you go deliver this food to my boyfriend? And they're like, absolutely. So then the Jimmy John's driver goes to the boyfriend's house, calls the girl, the original orderer, and she goes, hey, or the guy goes, normally we don't do this, but your boyfriend is in his boxers and there's a naked girl in the apartment.
Oh, wow.
She broke up with him immediately and canceled the Jimmy John's order.
Do you know what? Jimmy John's wins the day.
Yeah. Yeah. They're doing God's work.
They are making sure that your relationship is staying intact and keeping everyone accountable.
Accountable. Yes, accountability is all what it's about.
How perfect is that? So if you, so let's say that you are going into work today, you just started a job, but then your boyfriend, girlfriend is off today.
Yeah.
And you've been having that little sneaking suspicion.
Yeah.
Call Jimmy John's and
get,
say,
get Jimmy John's
hey,
over there.
Why don't you do a freaky fast delivery to see if old Jimmy is keeping his John in his pants.
Okay.
You like that?
Were you really proud of that?
I was.
I feel like
I did that on the fly too. That was really good. I win and Jimmy John's wins today.
Y'all both win. And then finally, we know 4th of July is tomorrow, which I'm hoping you have the day off. If you do, apparently 1 in 3 of us millennials plan on going to work hungover on Thursday if we have to work on Thursday. So,
Producer Ryan.
That eagle is really screechy.
Yes. What are your plans this evening? Will you be consuming beverages,
tomorrow,
cocktails?
Tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening?
Well, tonight, yes.
Yes.
Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
how can you not?
Can we expect you Thursday morning to be hungover?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. That's the American way. We're all going to be in it together come Thursday.
Amen. America. That's what it's all about, America.
I got my New Balances ready. I got my Burger Flipper.
Oh.
I'm going to call everybody sport.
Are you dadding it up this 4th of July at the grill?
Starting tonight.
Are you going to get an apron that says kiss the cook?
I should.
Because it's all for naught if you don't have a kiss the cook apron. So I just put it out there.
We're going to get that for your birthday, producer Ryan.
Yes. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.